Hello.
Hello.
Hi. My name is George, calling on behalf of the city of Glenwood Springs. Thank you for taking this confidential and a secure poll of Glenwood Springs voters about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues on the upcoming November elections. Your feedback is valuable and needed for decisions to be made. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yes.
Thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Excellent.
Is your opinion of the Glenwood Springs City Council very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Negative.
How would you rate the overall quality of conditions of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Not so good.
And which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? The city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. The city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs, or no repairs or fixes have been made, and they are in bad condition.
No, the city's made repairs.
How would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident in Glenwood Springs, given the level of services provided by your local and state government? Much too high, somewhat too high, about right, or a bit low?
Too high.
And thank you again for your patience. As you may have heard or read, the city of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November, asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-be-expired local 1.5 cent sales tax that generates money for streets, maintenance, and repairs. Please cast your vote as yes or no on each of the following three separate options. Option one, would you vote yes or no to renew the 1.5 cent sales tax and add in addition 1.5 cents for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and roads, maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewage pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the streets is needed? Would you vote yes or no?
I vote yes.
Option two, would you vote yes or no to renew the 1.5 cents sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent to a total of 3/4 to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and roads, maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years? Would you vote yes or no?
Yes.
Option three, would you vote yes or no to continue the 1.5 cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city streets and roads maintenance? Yes or no, would you vote?
I vote yes.
Next, do you agree or disagree with this statement that opponents to whatsoever sales tax increase ballot issue the city puts forth this November might make? Taxes are high enough already, and we just can't trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it. Do you agree or disagree?
Can you say that again?
Sure. Taxes are high enough already, and we just can't trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it. Do you agree or disagree with the statement?
I agree.
Lastly, here are a few statements that supporters of the local sales tax for roads maintenance and street repairs might make, rate each as very persuasive reason to vote yes on a sales tax ballot, or somewhat persuasive reason, or not persuasive at all. Here's the first one. The full 1 cent sales tax option provides additional money to do full roadway and under the street infrastructure repairs all at once, so that when streets are torn up and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewage pipelines underneath, some of which are 7 years old, can also be repaired. Is this very persuasive to you, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive at all?
Very persuasive.
The other one says, unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for roads maintenance and repairs, there is very little money from the state or the federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not at all persuasive?
Not at all.
By voting yes for the full 1 cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing, again, leaks, water and sewage pipelines will be shifted away from homeowners and their water bill onto the sales tax, where the cost is shared with the non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drive on the streets. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive at all?
Somewhat.
A significant proportion of the sales tax money for Glenwood Springs roads is paid by non-residents who make purchases here. We get good roads and streets, and outsiders who use them contribute. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive at all?
Very.
Voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current 1.5 cent level provided more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety of walking and biking in Glenwood Springs. A very persuasive, somewhat, or not too persuasive at all?
Not at all.
The city's Public Works Department has a solid record of accomplishments maintaining, fixing, and repairing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work. A very somewhat or not at all persuasive?
Not at all.
100% of all money raised by the streets sales tax goes towards maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, this sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses. Very somewhat or not at all persuasive?
Very.
Glenwood Springs, weather is tough on roads, so we need to continually work to maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse and costs more. Very somewhat or not at all persuasive?
Not at all.
Voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement on a street and aging pipes below, that work can be done faster on a large proportion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighborhoods that is currently necessary. Very somewhat or not at all persuasive?
Not at all.
Since the cost of construction material for roads repairs, it is significantly, since voters last approved 1.5 cents sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a 1/4 cent in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep peace and ensure all needed maintenance repairs projects can get done. Very somewhat or not at all persuasive?
Not at all.
And thank you so much for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Having heard of this information of both sides, how would you vote a yes or no on each of the following options? Option 1, to renew the 1.5 cent sales tax and add an additional 1.5 cents tax for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and roads, mains, and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover the cost of water and sewage pipelines under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed. Would you vote yes or no?
No.
Option two, and thank you again for your patience. All the following says to renew the 1.5 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent to a total of 3/4 to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and roads maintenance and surfaces repair for the next 20 years, as well as cover the cost of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years. Would you vote yes or no?
Yes.
And the last one here says option three, to continue the 1.5 cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city streets and roads maintenance. Would you vote yes or no?
Yes.
And finally, if voters approve any of these three sales tax ballots, would you vote, would you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow aging future sales tax renew in order to get the money up from the speed up road repair and replacement projects and contracts for repairs at today's construction prices rather than future raising prices? Would you support it or oppose it?
Support.
And could you please tell me your age? Are you between 18, 39, 40, 54, 55, 64, 65 or older?
55 to 64.
And how long have you lived in Glenwood Springs? 0 to 5 years, 6 to 10 years, 20 to 11 to 20 years, 21 to 30 years, or more than 30 years?
More than 30 years.
And do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
This concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation. Have a great evening. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.